It's not the emails that make me panic. It's not even the chasing emails. Just wondering if you got my last email, as I have had no reply. It's the chasing emails. The ones with two red exclamation marks. The ones that are either super pissed off, as I mentioned in my two previous emails, or else faux concerned and sarcastic. I'm starting to wonder whether you have been trapped down a well or suffered some other calamity. Those are the ones that make my chest spasm and my left eye start twitching, especially when I realize I forgot to flag them. My life is governed by the flagged email. My life. But I forgot to flag the latest one, and that was days ago. And now my colleague sounds pretty pissed off, although he's being nice. Seriously, is everything okay with you, Sasha? So now I feel even more guilty. He's a nice guy. He's reasonable. It's not his fault I'm doing work of three people and keep dropping all the plates. I work for Zeus, the travel app that's everywhere right now.
You didn't use Zeus?
That's our latest ad campaign, and it's genuinely a good app. Wherever you want to go in the world, Zeus finds you instant itineraries, bargain tickets, and a great rewards program. I'm director of special promotions covering 14 territories. The fancy title lured me into the job, I'll be honest. And the fact that Zeus is such a buzzy startup. When I tell people about my job, they say, "Oh, that? I've seen it advertised on the tube." Then they add, "Cool job." It is a cool job, on paper. Zeus is a young company. It's growing fast. There's a living wall of plants in our open plan workspace and free herbal tea. When I first started here a couple of years ago, I did feel lucky. Every day I woke up and thought, "Lucky me!" But at some point that transitioned into waking up and thinking, "Oh God, oh please, I can't do this. How many emails have I got? How many meetings? What have I missed? How will I cope? What am I going to do?"